Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's May 9th, 2007. And here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released November 1st, 2002.
Pink Juan's last question is a great one to end the week with. But again, I don't think I want to know the answer.
Under what circumstances would destroying the soul be considered?
Lord, I think the best way to answer this question is to take a recent example, Al Gore. He is a man who had tremendous promise, that had tremendous capability. But he knew his leader was plotting to destroy mankind. But he believed that his political power was great enough that he could control the situation and let his leader do what he wanted to do, and then later come back and straighten it out using his own power. He did not understand the power of God and did not accept the power of God, tried to overcome the power of God for his own political purposes. Then his leader's evil was exposed. It was shown what his leader was doing, and it was shown that his leader had broken the laws of God and man and should have been removed from power. But he chose instead to back his leader, to support his leader, and to lie for him so that his leader would remain in power. Gore destroyed his own soul. Gore marked himself for eternal death. He is doomed. He has doomed himself, and he has doomed many of his family because they support him. This is a very good example, Lord, of how a soul chooses itself for eternal destruction. Hillary Clinton is a very good example too. Same parallel, same purposes. She believes in her political power, and she does not care what she has to do to get it. So she has destroyed her soul and her daughter's soul in the process.
What fools these mortals be! What terrible fools they be! We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. Demetrius and Alora have done such wonderful work for the Lord's over the years. It is unbelievable the amount of material that they have on their websites that is helpful and useful to people. The address to their website is
www.voicesfromspirit.com.
I ask people to go there. It is very important that they study every aspect of Demetrius's and Alora's work. Do visit their website.
We're back! Nazarene, back in 2002, you said you were in a lot of light, but where you are freelancing, no longer on your throne, and fighting the creatures of darkness daily in the material world, has that now changed?
Now, I would say no, Alora, though all the light givers in the afterlife have been pressed into service to help the battles in the material world. Muhammad, Father Abraham, Moses, everybody is getting into the act, coming out and fighting the creatures of darkness. We have to use all our resources. We can hold nothing back. This is a fight for the very existence of our children, and we cannot lose. But no, Alora, we are still lords of light. We are still givers of light. We're not... What I said was wrong. We are not lords of light. We are givers of light. We will always be givers of light. Yet we're a little bit more active right now than we have been in the past, and that is for sure. We have been doing a lot more head-knocking than we have ever done before. We usually let other people do that, but they're running out of energy, and we have to come lend a hand. No, Alora, I am still a giver of light. I am not a lord of light. And I still appreciate every lord of light I have.
Not only head-knocking, Nazarene, but you've been out there kicking a few butts with John Lennon, too.
Well, as far as the butt-kicking goes, Alora, we've been taught by a real expert in butt-kicking.
We'll be back again.